Canada, sì. Mi vuoi dire che sei andata ora, prima di là?
परिवजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमत इस डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कुंड श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद की नंदमाय जमुना माय की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री श्री गुरु एंड गरंगा श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी के नाम में नमस्ते सरस्वती चारण में विशेषा श्री भागी काश्यप। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Please recite with me. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudhiraye nashtabhayeshu adhikeshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttam shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtuti. Thank you very much for coming here today. I request all assembled devotees blessings so that I can speak something of value, and thank you again for so much for your time. Thank you, Shri Radhe Shyam Krishna Balaram Anugamita, to allow me to be present here in your service. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So we are on second canto, 8th chapter, questions by King Parikshit, and we are doing verse 28 and 29 today. Since there are two verses, we will be doing column response for the next one. Would you like to be the speaker? Thank you so much. And Mother Ragatmika has graciously blessed us with her reading abilities. Thank you so much.
Raha Bhagavatam Nama, Raha Bhagavatam Nama, Puranam Brahma Samhitam, Puranam Brahma Samhitam, Brahmane Bhagavat Proktam, Brahmane Bhagavat Proktam, Brahma Kalpa Upagate, Brahma Kalpa Upagate. Translation. He began to reply to the inquiries of Maharaj Parikshit by saying that the science of the personality of Godhead was spoken first by the Lord Himself to Brahma when He was first born. Srimad Bhagavatam is the supplementary Vedic literature, and it is just in pursuance of the Vedas. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of the personality of Godhead. The impersonalist always tries to misrepresent the personal feature of the Lord. Not knowing the science of this great knowledge, and Srimad Bhagavatam is in pursuance of the Vedas and scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. To learn this science, one should take shelter of the representative of Sri Shukadeva and follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit without foolishly attempting to interpret, thereby committing a great offense at the feet of the Lord. The dangerous ways of interpretations by the non-devotee class of men have played havoc in understanding the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the careful student should be always alert in this matter if he at all wants to learn the science of Godhead. Text 29. Repeat. Yad Parikshit Vrishabha.
Yad Parikshit Vrishabha.
Pandunam anupriccati.
Pandunam anupriccati.
Anupurvyena tatsarvam.
Anupurvyena tatsarvam.
Akhyatum upachakrame.
Akhyatum upachakrame.
Repeat.
Yad
parikshit vrishabha. Anupurvena tatsarvam. Akhyatum upachakrame.
Yad Parikshit Vrishabha.
Pandunam anupriccati.
Pandana Nutrichati.
Anupurvena Tatsarvam.
Akhyatum Upachakrame.
Yad
Pariche Drishava. Pandana Nutrichati. Anupurvena Tatsarvam. Upachakrame.
Yad
Pariche Drishava. Pandana Nutrichati. Anupurvena Tatsarvam.
Word for word, yat yat, whatsoever, Parikshit,
Parikshit,
the king,
Rishabha,
the best, Pandunam,
in the dynasty of Pandu,
Anupriccati,
goes on inquiring,
Anupurvena,
from beginning to the end,
Tat,
all those,
Sarvam,
fully,
Akhyatum,
to describe,
Upachakrame,
he just prepared himself,
translation, he also prepared himself to reply to all that King Parikshit had inquired from him. Maharaj Parikshit was the best in the dynasty of the Pandus, and thus he was able to ask the right questions from the right person. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit asked many questions, some of them very curiously, to know things as they are, but it is not necessary for the master to answer them in the order of the disciples' inquiries one after the other. But Shukadeva Goswami, experienced teacher that he was, answered all the questions in a systematic way as they were received from the chain of the cyclic succession, and he answered all of them without exception. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the second canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Questions by King Parikshit.
Thank you, Radha Krishna Prabhu. Will you please take it to the last text translation? So I just want to ask to notice that the next one, Prabhu, 29 text. It says, the 29th one, yeah. It says, Maharaj Parikshit had inquired from him, and then it says, Maharaj Parikshit was the best in the dynasty of all the Pandus, and thus he was able to ask the right questions from the right person. And with your blessings, I would like to just focus on this, asking the right questions and the path that asking the right person. So if we see in this chapter, Maharaj Parikshit has asked so many wonderful questions. They are like this. He asked, what did Narad Muni speak? He asked, who was the audience? He asked, explain how does Jiva come into this material body? I'm summarizing the chapter, his questions. Difference between Krishna's gigantic body and the Jiva's tiny body. He said, explain super soul. He said, explain activities of Krishna's avatars and different activities of avatars. Explain caste system, rituals, rites, procedures of religion. Everything, you can, orders of life, time span, position of planets, time span of Jiva, planets, yugas, so on and so forth. Even said that, tell me advantages and disadvantages of devotional service. And on top of it, he said, please, O Sukadeva Goswami, narrate Srimad Bhagavatam so I can fix my mind on Krishna's lotus feet. So this question and answer, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. He's saying so that we can do this question answer session, and then he says, kindly satisfy my inquisitiveness in all that I have inquired from you and all that I may not have inquired from you. So that's like everything under the sun, you know. He's saying all these questions and answers are present here. And then he says, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, it's these questions and they are answered. So this was, I was like, okay, I have to summarize all this and speak on verse number 28 and 29, what do I speak? So I thought, okay, these are the questions of a person who is about to pass away. What may be the questions of a little child? And so I did little research. And imagine just 18 months to 3 years, these are the questions kids ask. Why is the sky blue? Where did I come from? Who is God? No, they ask, what is God? Not who is God. What is God? Etc. And high percentage of parents cannot answer these questions. And I was like, wow. So actually, if you see, Maharaj's Parikshit's question at his level and kids' question at their level, they're leading to the same thing. Why is sky blue? Because of Krishna. Where did I come from? You know, he's asking the same thing. What is the source of life? And the parents in today's age find these questions very exhausting. And they have a term. It's called parental burnout. So this is the society right now. And so I was thinking, you know, how can we really help society? And naturally, right questions to the right person. And I was thinking about Prabhupada and how, you know, we are fascinated by Prabhupada answered some questions. So I'm going to say a few questions, and if you know answers, please chime in. So a couple of things that I was fascinated, many questions that I'm fascinated by Prabhupada's answers. A Sanskrit scholar asked Prabhupada once, how do I pronounce this? Is it Krishna? Krishna? Is it Krishna? Or is it Krishna? And Prabhupada replied, if you know the answer, please tell it. Don't worry, he knows who's calling. You know, so how simply he's explaining the answer, Bhavagrahi Janardana. Krishna knows your attitude. You know, don't worry so much about the other stuff. Similarly, one very, you know, Pakka Brahman asked Prabhupada, your disciples are pronouncing shlokas wrong. And Prabhupada said, don't look at their pronunciation, look at their renunciation. You know, bhakti is into the simplicity of the heart. It's not about, you know, meters and this and that. And it just cuts the pride of that Brahmana. With one sentence, and this is again going back to right question, asking to the right person. And if you want to understand a little bit more about the significance of these pronunciations, some of these pandits in the beginning ages wanted to show that they were powerful, and you know, ISKCON is not so, and they were very strict about pronunciation. One of them said that when someone mispronounces a shlok, I feel like I'm eating glass. That's how much it bothers them. He feels like he's eating glass. So, I mean, to each his own, you know. This is how they feel connection with Krishna, is by pronouncing correctly. And so be it. But Prabhupada's answer was just awesome. In the 1967, at Joe Payan radio show, Joe Payan was very famous for smashing his guests on the show. And this was in the beginning, and so disciples said, Prabhupada, better not go for this show. He's famous for smashing his guests. Prabhupada said, don't worry, I'll just say Krishna, Krishna. So that was my own. So he went. So the first answer was, first question was, you're coming from India, what can you possibly teach us? We have our understanding of God, and you come to a place where the death rate is so high. What can you teach us? And anybody knows answer? Please, sir.
Death rate is the same everywhere, 100%. This was his answer, and the host was just silenced. There was a dead silence on the show. The host gathered himself, and he wanted to show he had studied a little bit, you know. He said, according to your cosmology, you say the world is flat. Prabhupada replied, everywhere I walk, it is. Everywhere I walk, it is flat, you know. And the host was just exasperated. He did not know what to do. So his lady assistant came to rescue him. And she asked, why do you shave your legs? Why do you shave your head? And you know the answer. Why do you shave your legs? Better have warm legs and cool head. Exactly. And that was it. That was amazing. Now to ice cream, I mean topping on the ice cream or on the cake is, the host family came back a little and he asked, what would happen if everyone in the world became Krishna conscious? And Prabhupada replied, don't worry, there will be always fools like you who won't. And that's it, there were no more questions. Prabhupada owned the radio show, that man was shut down, that lady was just in awe, sitting still in the awe. For the next 10 minutes, Prabhupada spoke uninterrupted. He owned the station. And this is how we see that, yeah, the questions were right questions. And they were asked to the right person. And what was the result? So many people were so impressed. They heard the holy names and they got really into Krishna consciousness. Another incident very soon after that was at the Harvard Divinity School. I mean, these are Harvard people, you know, they are very smart. If you want to call some smarter Brahmins, look at the Harvard Divinity School. So Prabhupada gave a brilliant lecture. Giriswami recalls, one young man said, what is the utility of Krishna consciousness? The Russian revolution did some good for the people, but what good is Krishna consciousness doing? Prabhupada answered with a question. You know, it's always smart to answer a question with a question. So he said, are the people in Russia happy since the Russian revolution? And the student said, no. Prabhupada said, then what's the use? Even if things got a little better for some time, they will get worse. So what is the use? And then he explained the benefit of Krishna consciousness, the everlasting benefits. So simple, you know, simple concepts he's explaining. Just be, happiness is so important. And then another young man asked, why should I chant Hare Krishna? Can't I just count 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, it's like, what's the significance of this sound? Prabhupada said, yeah, you can try counting. When you get tired, then you can start chanting. So then another last one, this was the last one. They said, Prabhupada, have you seen God? Have you seen God? Prabhupada said, if I say yes, will you believe me? The boy said, no. Prabhupada said, then what is the use of this question? So this is how it was, you know, Prabhupada just knew what to answer right then, that second. And it's not like he made fun of the person. It wasn't like he insulted the person. It wasn't a reply with the malice. It was with such a deep humility and blessings that his answers came. And that's why he could answer. And even when disciples said, Prabhupada, do you know everything? No, I just know what Krishna wants me to know. You know, he was never proud of his answers. The other one, famous one. You're brainwashing them. Anybody wants to give the answer? And what was his answer when he was asked, you're brainwashing them? Yeah, you need, your brains are dirty, they must be washed. Now imagine the depth of that answer. It was leading us to a legal battle, you know, a big case on us. So many devotee children, their parents were getting into this, yes, my child is getting brainwashed. But his answer was so simple and correct. So, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, question and answer. The question may seem like a regular question, but the answer is what makes difference. And that's why we hear Pibata Bhagavatam. So Parikshit Maharaj here in this chapter says, Pravishtaha Karma Randhrena Syanam Bhavas Saroruham Vinoti Shyamalam Krishna Salilasya Yathasharat. The fifth verse. He is saying that therefore this fruit has become even more tasteful. Although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including the liberated souls, because it is coming from the lips of pure devotee. Just like we see this answer is coming from the lips of pure devotee, it really increases the sweetness. And then I would like to speak about Prabhupada's first meeting, which was also spoken yesterday with his Guru Maharaj. So it was the right question that started his also Prabhupada's manifestation of pure devotee. That's the meeting they met at the Ulta Danga Junction in Calcutta. Narendra Malik had taken him. And Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, before Prabhupada got up from his offering obeisances, you should take this language in English to the whole world. And Prabhupada in a few minutes said, but who will listen to us? You know, we are ruled by British people. It's important to first get the freedom. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I'm sure you know the famous answer. He said, Krishna is, you know, this Krishna consciousness is so urgent. It is eternal. It cannot stop for anything. This is urgency. Even today, it's urgency. He said, political people in charge, it will change. Today it will be this person ruling, tomorrow it will be that person ruling. But Krishna consciousness is eternal. The message of Lord Chaitanya is eternal. And it's urgent. You know, we cannot wait for political parties to change. Take this message now. And interestingly, the same thing happened at the end, you know, end of the pastimes of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada said, Guru Maharaj, so many disciples are doing direct service to you. I feel a little cut off. What service can I do for you? What is my service? We often wonder, what is my service, right? What is the best service I can do for Krishna? And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur again repeated the same words. Take this message to the English speaking world in the English language. And you know, take Krishna's will. I'm just adding in my own words, my understanding. Take this message to every town and village. So this is, we see that those answers by the pure devotee Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we owe so much to them. It's Prabhupada's, this is how a disciple asks a question and when the answer comes, he acts on it. We see another one, very famous verse in Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna started speaking. You know that Bhagavad Gita verse? In the text, in the chapter 2. When does Krishna start speaking in Bhagavad Gita? If you can help me please a little bit, I would appreciate it. So Shishyaham, he says, I'm now your disciple. Please guide me, right? Chapter 2. So it's Karpanya Dosho Tahata Sabhava Prichyami Tyam Dharma Samudya Cheta Yachreya Syami Shitam
Brihin tanne shishyasteham shadhi nam tvam prapannam. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. So if we go back to the text 29, it speaks about the right question asked in the right mood to the right person. That right mood. You know, now I am a disciple surrendered unto you. Now we may think that, okay, but my spiritual master is not available to answer questions. We may think, but my spiritual master has, you know, disappeared. How do I ask these questions? So then we look at different Goswami's situation. These Goswamis wrote such a wonderful songs. You know Hari Hari Vipale song? Hari Hari Vipale. This was Prabhupada's, Prabhupada's favorite song. It was about by Narottam Das Thakur. Just give me 1 second. So in the second stanza, Narottam Das Thakur says, Goloke ra premadhana hari naam sankirtana rati na jamino keni taai samsara bishanale dibanishi hiya jale jurai te na koi upaay. This is the divine love of Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting. Why I am not attracted to it? I let my heart burn constantly in the fire of the poison of worldliness. Why don't I act on it? Why don't I act on attraction of the holy name? In another song, and then some of the songs, the answer is at the end, you know, probably like Super Soul answering, or you know, other Guru Parampara answering. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, Kenu Hare Krishna Nama. Kenu Hare Krishna Nama Hari Bole Nama Pran Kandemu. Kenu Hare Krishna Nama Hari Bole Nama Pran Kandemu. And that it means that, oh, why does my heart not weep from chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna. Another song is Udila on Arena, if you know that song, in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur asks, with every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. Then why do you remain idle, O mind, and not serve the Lord of the heart? So if you see, the question theme is the same, is that why I'm not getting attracted to chanting? Why this, why don't I serve the Lord of my heart? And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur answers, fortunately, in the 8th stanza. And the answer is, if anybody knows, please chime in. Naam bina kichu nahi karo chauda huvana maje. Naam bina kichu nahi karo chauda huvana maje. Which means, drink the pure nectar of the holy name. There's nothing but the name to be had, to be in this 14 worlds. It has filled the soul of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Naam bina kichu nahi ko aare. Only holy name is our shelter. Only this Hare Krishna mantra is shelter. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There's one Babaji in Vrindavan, Mahendrani Devidasi, Prabhu was telling a while back. He said, anybody comes to him with any problem, and that happens often. If you're a Babaji in Vrindavan, you will know. If you are not, then maybe we can listen to Mahendrani Devidasi. She said that anybody comes
to this Babaji with any problem, he says, Naam karo. His answer is, Naam karo. Just say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, just keep on chanting with complete faith and the answers will come. You know, these are from our Guru Parampara, but our contemporary people also found that they gave their heart to Prabhupada when he answered some nice questions. One of them is His Holiness Radhanath Swami. In 1971, he had not chosen the Guru. He was in Vrindavan. There were 5-6 disciples of Prabhupada with him. And somebody came and they said, Prabhupada, are you the Guru of the world? You know, now understand, the Beatles had started coming, the Hare Krishna song was getting famous. Are you the Guru of the world? And it's not in the front of the whole big camera. It's not like Prabhupada wanted to make an impression. It's not to impress anybody. Prabhupada looked at the floor, ground, and with complete humility he said, No, I am just the servant of all. I am just the servant of all. This is what Prabhupada said. I am not the guru of everybody. And Radhanath Swami writes, it was that humility that really attracted my heart. You know, he could give his heart. Another, Ibhudima Swami writes, he was on the plane and Prabhupada was watching Charlie Chaplin. You know that? And he was really enjoying it. Prabhupada was enjoying like a child, you know. He was clapping probably or laughing for sure. And Ibhudima Swami was confused. Like, we're not supposed to watch movies, right? It's like, Tamal, ask, or whoever that devotee was. Ask. No, I won't ask. You ask. Oh, no, you ask, okay. So finally, one of them asked Prabhupada, why are you watching Charlie Chaplin? Prabhupada said, Krishna is the source of everything. Everything original Krishna is the source. Charlie Chaplin's humor is original. And in that context, Prabhupada was watching. Not sure I would be able to watch in that way, but that's what Prabhupada said. And he's a Siddha Purusha, he's a pure devotee, so. Also, there's one very important question that Mrs. Charlotte LeBlanc asked. So she asked, Prabhupada, there are so many so many editions of Bhagavad Gita. Which one can I read? And Prabhupada thanks her in introduction for asking that question. Imagine, if that question was not asked, we may not have gotten Bhagavad Gita. So she answered, he thanks her in his introduction, and he says that none of those other authors, they come close. Now here are Prabhupada's words. Prabhupada first thanked her profusely and then said, so many authors express their own opinion through the commendations of the Bhagavad Gita without touching the spirit of Bhagavad Gita as it is. So here is this person, Prabhupada, right, giving very simple answers. And then here it is, you know, revealing his heart that, you know, if you touch the spirit of Bhagavad Gita, if you want to bring Krishna's love to the masses, then just repeat the words, you know, whatever question, you have the answers. And the answers are in Bhagavad Gita. And that reminds me, I was in Miami doing book distribution. And you know how Vaisheshika Prabhu says, oh, good question is anchor. If you meet new people, ask them, are you stressed? You know, ask them, are you stressed? So I asked this lady at the grocery store, are you stressed? And she said yes. Now I was like, because 99% of the people answer that, no, I'm not stressed, right? No, they usually answer no, at least for me. And so when she said yes, I was like, I didn't know what to say. Thank God, phone rang. And I took the phone call. And I was shopping, she was shopping. Then she waited at the cashiers. And when I came, she was like, she, you know, with eyes, like that, I had that book.
And then, oh yes, I said, yes, yes, this book is for you. And she gave $5 and she took the books and she was so happy. That's it, just one question. Are you stressed? And you know, there goes a book to a right soul. And you know how Krishna consciousness starts, because Prabhupada said every word person gets benefited. Any word they use, even they touch the book, they get benefited. So I'm so glad I was in a position to do a little service. Another incident at another beach, and this person, you know he's a beach boy, you know he's a, they're just enjoying the material life, the husband, wife, two children, and he's watching. So I said, are you interested in this Harinam? You have any questions like that? I asked. So he goes, I'm a hidden Hare Krishna. I'm like, what? You're a hidden? Who are you? And a little bit thing, and he started, his wife came, and she said they were missionaries. From the beginning of their life, they have been missionaries. They were born in that Christian faith. She wouldn't tell me the name of the faith. And she said, after 36 years of giving everything, I realized they were cheaters. These people, you know, I give everything and I realize, so since then, we are not missionaries, we are not Christians. And then this guy knew so many things from Bhagavad Gita. He took the Bhagavad Gita again, or maybe this was his first Bhagavad Gita, but he knew points because he had spoken to a few different people. Where is the center? We exchanged phone numbers. He gave a donation. He's like, what do you do? I said, I distribute these books and I'm a volunteer. Oh, he goes, oh, so you don't have much income. I said, no. Okay, here's a nice donation. And then I realized, this guy has a lot of questions. His wife had a lot of questions. But now they're going to use Bhagavad Gita to get the answers. And I was just so grateful to be in that position, to be able to ask a simple thing to an ongoing person and connect him to Krishna. You know, it's, I'm so, we are so fallen, I mean, at least I am. But we get to give the book, and this is the greatest joy. This is the greatest thing that can happen to us. For Gaur Purnima, I just came one day before. On Gaur Purnima, I was on the flight. I could not, I was thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to do any service. You know, I'm sorry, Lord Garanga. But I was thinking, please, please, Krishna, just allow me something, Prabhupada, what can I do? And I was able to, with blessings of Guru and Gauranga, I was able to distribute 3 Chaitanya Charitamritas. And one of them went to a very prestigious library. And another one is, is going to another friend of mine. And then I realized I can send one more. Around the same time, I'm speaking with this lady. She's a chaplain at St. Mary's Children's Hospital. And she's distributing so many Bhagavad Gitas to Hindu patients of hers and their parents. And she keeps on asking me, no, but is there more? Is there more? You know, can they find solace? And, we communicated a little more. She said she wants to create a manual for these parents. So not only she gives the Bhagavad Gita, but if they want to go deeper, she can give them something. So of course I connected with our expert Ghanashyam Prabhu. He is going to give her something. And then I'm also speaking with Dr. Usha Reddy, who is Ujwala Rasagya Mataji from North Carolina. And she has written a booklet called Wholesome Healing. So I'm saying, we're trying to see how we can help her. And I was thinking maybe we can send her one Chaitanya Charitamrita too. So again, just the Krishna answered my question, which is, I had such a little time, there's nothing of value I could have done service, but Krishna allowed me to do little service for Gaur Purnima. I'm so grateful. I know everybody works so hard. Obeisances to you hundreds and hundreds of times. I know Prabhupada disciples are getting older and they work so hard, and I wish I can do more service. And then I want to bring, as we close, come to the close of the class, I want to remember one thing in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. It says that, you know, we serve the Guru with asking the sincere questions, Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. And at the same time, when we go out, we inspire others to ask questions. Right? We inspire others so that they can ask questions about self-realization. There's one Guru Kohli here in Alachua, and he said that somebody saw him, he was just, you know, very absorbed in worldly things, and somebody asked him, do you want to go, through the hard lesson of, you know, just enjoying yourself and then later becoming serious about Krishna consciousness? Or do you want to discipline yourself right now? And you know, then your life belongs to Krishna. And he said it was that question that changed him. Because, you know, then he started thinking. And one more question which I want to share is that how Amrish Maharaj, Amrish Ford and Swaha Ford's husband, when he came to Detroit Temple in his first meeting, Srila Prabhupada asked him, so your great, your Ford's grandson, where is your grandfather? Where is he now? He was so great, where is he now? And Amrish Prabhu remembers in memories, Srila Prabhupada immediately put me on spiritual platform. And couple of mainstream questions which are very famous, one is John F. Kennedy's question. When he became the president, you know, the famous question he asked. Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. And again, that was a very thought-provoking question. The American people felt that they were divided, and they felt the threat of nuclear weapons and nuclear war. But that question brought them together. And the second question is, what would Jesus do? You know, because it had become a band and people had started wearing it, right? So at the end of this session, and then please ask your questions, comments, corrections, you know, chastisement, whatever. I would just like to do one small meditation, few seconds. You know, this ISKCON seems divided, you know, not like a Cold War, but sometimes it does feel like there are some differences of opinions, and it's fortunate or unfortunate, because every difference of opinion can be an opportunity to grow. But you know, what would Prabhupada do in this situation? And like John F. Kennedy said, what can we do for ISKCON or Prabhupada at this moment when things seem quite kind of divided? So I just hope that we can do this few second meditation, and then I open for question or comments. Thank you so much for your kind attention. I'm so grateful.
Thank you very much for your insights. When you brought up that song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he states, nothing more to be had in all the 14 worlds but the holy name. Recently I had read, Prabhupada actually said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur traveled all the 14 worlds and could not find anything but the only thing to really of substance to be had is the holy name.
Hare
Rama. He said he traveled to all.
If you don't have questions, maybe you can just give feedback. What can I do to so that you guys can actually ask a question? I'll be very grateful. A comment, anything.
On that same note, Nam Kortin said that there's just the holy name. I remember His Holiness Goroswami shared that when he was managing in Juhu, this is stories out there, and it's pretty famous, but it would be difficult for his devotees to bring it up, and he would just say, okay, we'll talk about it on Monday. He would schedule all the follow-up meetings on Monday or Tuesday, and so he wouldn't ignore them. He said, well, we'll delay it. Well, let's talk about that on Monday or Tuesday. Because at that time, Srila Prabhupada had instituted every Sunday they would just have kirtan all day, just chant in the temple. One time some other party came and Prabhupada said, yeah, we should do this. So they started this all day kirtan. So then Monday would come and Tuesday would come and you had to talk to devotees and say, so what is the issue? And they said, no, it's fine, it's no problem, it's gone. And so he learned if he could just get them to wait after chanting all day Sunday, this problem would be gone. Similar thing happened in Berkeley at one point. The devotees were having some difficulties. So they just took them out on home and on all day, everybody. And all the problems just dissolved. So this just came to mind when he said that about that there's only the holy name, that's our only shelter.
Thank you so much. There's another incident of Hyderabad when Prabhupada was there. It was a drought of few years. And in that drought, Prabhupada went there and they did the pandal program and it rained. It was the holy names that he said there. And I want to welcome Robert and Anita from BC. Hari Om. They are fast. They'll be here for another day, a few hours, I see. I hope you like our beautiful temple. Shijan Prabhu, would you please bless us with something? After Mother Agarthika, of course.
So you're saying, and of course, Srila Prabhupada says, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Everything is there in the holy name. If we chant with the right mood, so what is the right mood?
Like yours.
No, please.
Okay. There's a very, thank you for asking. Such a beautiful question. There's a very nice story in South India. Ramanujacharya's disciple, he sends him to, his disciple is Parashar Muni. Parashar Bhatta has a disciple. This is Ramanujacharya's disciple, Parashar Bhatta. Parashar Bhatta's disciple asked him question, exactly what you asked. And he said, another thing he said is, how can I become really self-realized? What qualities should I have? So he says, actually, Anantacharya from Tirupati can give you a really nice answer. So from Srirangam, he walks to Tirupati, which is 1 month walk. And he, as you know, after he goes Anantacharya, he asks this question. Same question you asked. And he first of all, so he thinks that he hasn't listened, so he asks again. He says, okay, you know, later. So then he starts serving in the ashram, Guru's ashram, Anantacharya's ashram. He starts serving. He thinks, okay, he will answer today, tomorrow. 6 months pass, there is no answer. And in that day, it's a festival day, a lot of pilgrims come. And this disciple goes and serves first set of pilgrims. And he's about to take prasadam and Anantacharya says, no, serve the next set. Okay, the next set, he serves prasadam, the next set. Finally, he starts to eat because all the guests are served. He says, no, serve the servers. The servers who were serving the prasadam, you serve them first. So he serves them. And he says, then he eats, honest prasadam. Then Anantacharya says, you know, that right mood comes when you have these four qualities. You should be like salt, you should be like crane, and the person should be like you. And the fourth quality is the crane, the salt, and chicken. Thank you so much. And you should be like a chicken. Because what does that mean? What does chicken and crane have anything to do with my question? He says this obviously in his mind. And he says, is that it? And he says, that's it. Okay, so then shall I go? Okay, you can go. So he walks again 1 month from Tirupati to Srirangam. And he goes to Parashar Bhatta and asks, What does that mean? He goes, wow, what an answer, amazing answer. I can't believe he gave you such a nice answer. He goes, why? What does it mean? So he goes, one like crane does not eat big fish. He goes deeper and a small fish. He goes deeper and grabs a big fish. So a self-realized, so a person who wants to chant purely should let go all the worldly gossip which is always there, but should go deeper to test the nectar of holy name. Don't get involved on this bubbly gossip, but go deeper. Chicken, because chicken, you give him anything, he will separate it and only eat the food. He has the same tendency to just eat the right food for him. He separates it from all the dirt. So we should have that tendency. That, you know, people would throw garbage on us, just see the good qualities in them. Like Prabhupada's famous words, be like a honeybee, not like a fly. And then the third quality is, you should be like a salt. You never say, oh, the salt in that preparation was perfect. Nobody says that. He's never visible, never appreciated. But that's the ingredient that gives the most flavor. So just never look for your praise. You know, just look for, bring the balance, bring the taste, and don't try to be visible. Don't try to take credit for your service. And the fourth is like you, because he had served everybody and then eaten prasadam, that disciple. So those are the four qualities. And he says, but he could have given me this answer, explained me this answer month ago. Why didn't he, Gurudev? You know, he said, actually, Anantacharya wanted to teach me this. You know, so this is such a sweet exchange between two gurus. He said, no, actually he wanted to teach me, so he wanted me to explain this answer. It's just humility of Parashar Bhatta. So that's the answer, if that helps. Yes, Robert, please. By the way, they helped Garwani's mom, Rukmini Mataji, Rukmini Walker, in a lot of projects. Anita and Robert.
Yes. Hare Krishna, thank you. Krishna. There is in the comment to you, mentioned everyone being busy, not having the time for this and time for that. Sachinanda Swami gave a class, five separate classes, and they were based on five near-death experiences that he had, really close calls. One actually where he was in having an operation and he had internal bleeding, and he literally came above his body and was wandering around, could see himself. And so he's telling these stories and really incredible. And he was talking about the value of living in the moment, that our life is in the moment. To take the opportunity to always be aware of that. What is your consciousness on a day-to-day basis? So I tried this experiment, and for maybe 2 weeks, each day I would ask myself throughout the day, is this the last thought I want to have if this is my last day?
Wow.
And so it was interesting, I would find myself, you know, driving or becoming frustrated or having some negative thought, and then thinking, at the end of this day, let me say that it wasn't as if it was actually I was doing something different. I would go through my normal routine, yeah, but still having this consciousness. I wasn't like taking a vacation or something. And that those thought patterns were really interesting. Each time I would have this negative thought, I would say, this is how I want to have my last thought. And I would think of Krishna. I went, you know, where Krishna says that the last thing that you think about, well, that last thing you think about obviously is accumulation of everything we do in our lives. And what was it really made such a shift in my perspective on each moment and each day, and really allowed me to focus on my service. So no matter what I was doing, I was still being able to focus on the truth and Krishna, of course. It was really, really powerful.
Thank you so much. So with that last thought, I would like to end the class. Thank you so very much. Pancha Kalpataradhyasya, Kripa Sindhu Diyavacha, Patitanam, Pavanibhya, Vaishnabhya, Namo Namah. Thank you very, very much.